As you guys know, I like to review video games as we're playing them. And I don't know if you can hear it. But we're playing the new Tomb Raider game, the pre-order that was the free game for the PlayStation Plus this month. And my controller is going crazy with shaking. Now, I did do the difficulty settings a little easier than what Nanase did on theirs because of the fact that, well, I'm a wimp. I can't do it. I'm sorry. And, of course, we're going to have spoilers involved in this game review. But I feel like it's important that we give you a little bit of insight on this game. So, I'm starting from the beginning, and as soon as Nanase comes back into the bedroom, they'll be able to help review as well. So far, the graphics are pretty amazing. Really shaky with the controller, so if you don't like that, that may be a problem for you. And I do have the sound pretty far down. I mean, it won't let me go too far down. There we go. I've got it down on 2 so that I don't get in trouble for copywriting or anything like that. But I'm watching this scene right now. And, I mean, it's pretty graphic. It looks like what you have to do at the very beginning is you have to press buttons. And you have to press it repeatedly. It didn't really explain exactly what you're supposed to do, even on the screen. It just showed up the marking. And then it was done with that. But like I said, the graphics are pretty amazing as of right now. Hi, Nanase.
Doing it without me?
I just done the beginning. You've already played the beginning.
Yes. You haven't even got to the good jump scares yet.
Let's not talk about jump scares.
Oh, I'm telling you. The graphics are so good that it scared me.
Alright. And then after you get the knife out from underneath, you get the thingy. It doesn't, like I said, it's not really explanatory what buttons you have to push. You kind of have to figure that out yourself. Which is a little irritating because if you don't know the general basics of using the analog stick, then you're pretty screwed, I guess. I mean, I literally feel like I'm crawling out of this area she's crawling out of. That's how good the graphics are.
I felt claustrophobic.
Yeah. So that's pretty amazing. They don't want to hear your bleh.
You should hear the sound. It sounds just like you're there. It really does.
Yeah, I know that, but I didn't want to get in trouble for copywriting. So I turned off my sound. Because I did get a little bit of this stuff with you, and I can always start back over if I wanted to.
Okay.
But I wanted to make sure that everyone, that we could review as we're going. But, I mean, quite literally, I do like that. I mean, it just showed the basic moving skills on the side of it. And I do enjoy that she looks like she's actually injured. I know in a lot of video games, after they get out of a tight spot, they don't normally look like they're injured. They just walk like normal, and she's got a little bit of a limp going on here, and I like that. I really do.
Now, after you get out the hole, they do give you directions as to what to do as you progress in the beginning.
And I set mine on very easy because I'm a wimp. I don't feel like that would be humanly possible, but maybe that's just me.
You gotta remember, it's Tomb Raider.
Very true.
And this right here, the climbing upside down on the ceiling gives me a feeling of God of War. Remember it?
Yes. Well, I haven't got that far yet, but...
No. I'm talking about old school God of War.
Yes.
Not the redo they did that was good.
Like I said, this is pretty interesting. The graphics are pretty dead set on. And now this is the free game for the PlayStation Plus this year, this month. It's the pre-order version of Tomb Raider Shadow of... Realm?
No, it's Tomb Raider. Shadow of Tomb Raider.
Yeah. So.
You've gone quiet.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was watching. I really like her necklace. It's really pretty. Hey, don't sit on the thing.
But I got you.
So, as you were playing this at the beginning, since Panda, I don't think, is in the room right now.
She is not.
How did she do with you? Since she's not in the room, so
she
can't...
She kept getting in front of the TV like, haha, you can't see.
So she was mean to you?
Yes.
The details on their necklaces is amazing. Like, her necklace is pretty awesome, and I want one of them. But his necklace has also got really good detail to it, too.
Well, I like the detail to the cracks and everything in the sculpting.
Yes. I mean, this is amazing, guys. They did a really good job on the graphics. And as for right now, the wizard, they don't want to hear you cleaning yourself. But, I mean, this is really realistic. And, of course, as we get further in the storyline, we'll tell you more. But I would like to play a little bit more with you guys, and then we'll cut it short. Wizzy honey. It's okay. Wizzy is my mom's cat, and he has a compulsive cleaning thing, and it's really irritating when he's right at my ear.
I can't wait till you get to the flashback.
But like I was saying, even his tattoos are really detailed. I like that. And the flowers are amazing looking. Sorry, guys. I got woke up really early this morning. Ooh, Day of the Dead stuff.
Yes.
And sugar skulls. Oh, my gosh. Like I said, this is amazing. It's like the people that worked on this one were really trying to pull in... amazing stuff, like even the beer bottle has great graphics on it. I'm assuming that's beer.
Yes, dear. I don't think they serve tequila in a bottle like that. That would be hilarious.
I mean, this is amazing, guys. The graphics... The gameplay right now is good. I'm hoping that it gets better. The only thing I don't like is how much the controller shakes, but that could help you in the long run. I don't like my controller shaking a lot, though.
I do. It helps me with when danger is near.
I don't particularly like it because it hurts my wrist because of how weak my wrists are and stuff.
Well, the good news is, in the settings, you can actually turn that off.
Yeah, so.
But it really helps
you. Wizard, don't hit me in the face with your tail, man.
It really helps with the typhoon that's going to be coming up after you get caught.
And there is a way that you can skip the stories or the scenes in it if you really wanted to. If you just push the X button when there's a scene and then you press your flat pad thing, you can actually hold it in and you're available to skip it. And that's what I just did, just to make sure I was telling you guys the right way. And yes, you can. Like I said, the graphics are amazing. I've already got a trophy. I got Path of Stars trophy. I really do like the graphics that they did. I mean, that's my major kick thing. And she's walking really slow right now.
Well, she has to walk really slow right now because they're trying to sneak up on a person.
Well, that makes sense then. Just a little irritating, though. Because you can actually, it makes, I know it's going to sound weird, but it literally makes the controller feel heavier to me than when you have to make it walk slower. And I know that the person who did this had no say in making the controller heavier, but it does make the controller heavier as you're moving this. That is how good they did with this.
Oh, you got to talk to someone I didn't get to talk to.
Alright, hold on, guys. Alright. So, like I said, it didn't really change, and as you're going to meet to the main storyline of the first, I guess, first real quest?
Yeah.
The controller feels heavy to me. What about for you?
It just felt, slow. Like, no matter how much I pressed on it.
Or kind of stiff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty cool. Oh, and his coughing is doing better today as of right now, so hopefully. And I did pause the podcast for just a second to hear their voices, and they did a really great job on the voices as well.
They did a mix between Spanish and English.
And I really like that. Sorry about that, guys. All right. I mean, this is really amazing. I love how they did the graphics. I mean, I'm astounded. I didn't think it was going to be this good.
It literally looks like you're there at the Day of the Dead.
Mm-hmm.
In Mexico.
Yep. My nose is making weird sounds again.
Now, one of the things I didn't like is the aiming mechanism for the machine guns, or guns in general.
Well, I haven't got that far yet.
Because the aiming for the bow is really good. But the guns, I don't like it.
I feel like what they did with this, with the Day of the Dead, they really showed the importance to the people that celebrate this.
Yes.
About how powerful and how moving it is for people. And I really enjoyed that they took time to actually put that in a video game. The attention to the detail of how this, I guess it's a religious thing, right?
Yes.
This religious
event
really affects people that celebrate it. And I really enjoyed that they did that. I mean, me, as a person as I am, I know that sugar skulls are really beautiful. But just playing this game makes me want to learn a little bit more about why they paint the faces like they do and stuff like that. I would like to know more. Just because of this game. And a lot of times, games don't take the time here lately to actually pull into this.
Right.
And it's kind of sad because you've got something so powerful that could actually make it 10 times better. Oh, look at that. That is a good deal for avocados. 40. It looks like it's $7.49 a pound. Oh, and it looks like that's a recipe on the wall of the thing. It's in Spanish, so if you can read Spanish, you might get a recipe for, looks like, maybe tacos?
Okay, you've got mangoes, sriracha's.
Yeah, it looks like a little recipe, then they got a little sign for avocados that are like, I think it's either $7.49 a pound or something.
Could be $1.49 a pound.
Yeah. Like I said, they did pay close attention to detail.
Bump the apples.
I did.
If you bump the table, the apples literally fall out of the basket, which is fantastic graphics.
Yes.
The only thing that would have been better is...
If the apples looked a little better, that would have been nice.
Yes. But I was thinking that if you step that way, that if it would have... If you actually stepped on an apple, it would have actually splattered.
Yeah, and that doesn't happen. You just kind of go through it.
But I did love that they did fall down when you bumped the table. Because she literally walked right past the table without ever bumping it. And it never fell. So that means that it's not just one of the events that happen when you walk past something. Which is really cool. It takes a lot of programming.
I mean, they even put flies by the trash.
Yes.
I mean, they step away just like normal flies do if you get close to the trash, but
they were there.
Yes.
And then you got the guy who says that you're in his office.
They even showed graphics for slightly dead plants. I really like it. It's pretty awesome, guys. I do want to get to where we can aim before we cut this off, because I do want to understand what Nanase was saying about the aiming. We were not planning on being up right now, guys. But you really do feel like when you get in the tight spaces, you feel like you are in a tight space. Which is powerful. Got an Assassin's Creed vibe right there.
Yeah.
Aw, I lost my poncho.
You lost your mask. And that's what I really love. Now, there is also another thing that you can do where you can change your outfits later. When you unlock outfits, you can actually change them. And some outfits are just for aesthetics, and others are for, like, they actually make it more difficult for people to see you.
Okay, that is one thing I don't like.
What?
If you look at her hair, it's going through her arm. And it goes through her bow. I don't like that. They did mess up on the graphics on the hair. But that's one thing out of, so far, nothing else bad. I mean, like, you can even, like, literally look like they drew each one of those leaves. Wizzy, did you want to be in the podcast today?
He's like, nope. Sure didn't.
Well, thanks for watching. I mean, even the brake lights on the vehicles, bright like they would be in normal time.
Now, you do have stealth kills, which are pretty awesome. And now you're getting to aim your bow. Ooh, you just did a tap instead of a charge shot. Now, a tap doesn't do as much damage as a charge shot when you're using your bow. But you saw the aiming on mechanics for the bow, right?
Yes.
What did you think of that?
It was okay. I mean, it's a little bit more difficult for me because of the fact that you have to use... I mean, I'm not really that great at using the L2 and the R2 together. I prefer to use, like, the joystick or something like that. And then the trigger button.
Right.
Or the... It just feels more natural for me for it to be, like, R1 or L1 and then the trigger button. And I don't also like how you can press in the thing. And it's kind of like Assassin's Creed and you get to find things like that. I mean...
You don't like that?
I mean, it's interesting and it's a good thing to have, but it doesn't also stay very long.
Well, that's the point. They didn't want it to be like Assassin's Creed, where when you highlight things, they stay highlighted even after the vision goes away. This, it highlights and it stays highlighted for, what, 2-3 seconds?
Yeah. And, I mean, you can do it as many times as you want.
Yeah.
I mean, I do like that they do allow that, but it's also a little irritating because, you know... feel like it's a cheat way. I mean, maybe they should have gave it a little bit of a time, like, frame of how much you can do it.
Sort of like listen mode in...
Last of Us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that could just be because I've been used to you playing games like that. And that's kind of how I...
associate things?
Yes. I mean, they...
No, I'm not gonna lie, you only get to the gun thing in about another 15 minutes or so.
So, we did talk about a little bit of aiming thing. I do want to get to the guns before I shut you guys off, because I do want to get to a little bit... This looks kind of like where you were at right now, though, doesn't it?
Close.
So, I'm getting to where he was at, and then...
Now... Ooh,
that was scary.
Don't worry. If you were on a harder difficulty...
Uh-huh.
That part would have had a grapple timer, and if you don't hit the grapple button in time, then you would literally fall.
Like I said, I did this on easy because I'm a wimp. I'm a wimp when it comes to video games.
Yeah, you're missing a little bit of the actual essence of how hard this could truly be for, like, if it was real life. It's like, the grapple thing is just, like, tell you when it's, would be, like, testing your muscles to make sure that you have the strength to grab at that moment and hold on.
But... unfortunately, my controller just died, so I'm trying to find the cord, and I like to take my cords off. Can I borrow your cord? I don't know where my cord is.
I would, but my cord's currently off as well.
Oh.
It's like my wife cleaned the room or something.
Oh, yeah, I did. You know me. Thank you, wizard. Oh, okay. As I was continuing.
Jake has you a present.
Alright, give me 1 second, guys, alright? Alright, guys, so I just almost fell off the cliff, and that actually made me feel like I was gonna fall off the cliff.
Now, you notice how yours made you stop, right?
Mm-hmm.
First time I did mine, I did not make the jump.
Huh.
I forgot to hit the button to jump.
So, I guess...
And I literally walked right off the edge.
So, yeah, mine's a little bit easier than his. But I did die. I did miss on purpose. And I kind of like the way that the person dies, but I kind of don't. I feel like it's a little lacking.
Okay, you literally just jumped to one side to do it. And so she's going to fall all sprawled out. She's not going to be all like, oh, crap. It would be more, ah, crap. I just jumped into my own death. Now, this part is one of the better parts. It is teaching you how to run along the wall while you're grappled.
Now, with my mode, it's not making me have to push the button to get into the little... to get my stick things to come up. So. Okay. So I did the wrong thing there.
I would recommend your descending grapple hook.
Yes.
I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just saying, you know, that's what I would.
Like I said, I have mine on super easy mode, so...
And yet she is still able to die.
Yes.
So. But mine, at the moments that she's doing, is literally made me press the square button at the right time to jump and grab and all this. It was, like, intricate. But she is trying to rush it so that she can get to the gun point.
I like how right here where they're teaching you how to run across a wall, whatever, I think that's barnacles on the wall.
Oh, it is.
I love how they fall off. Like, just like in real life, if they were weak enough, they would have fell off. And the graphics on the skull mountain thing there, that's pretty awesome.
Yes. Now, this one's not too easy.
It says hold L2 and R2.
Or, not both. There you go.
I got into a fight in the stance there, y'all.
Okay, well, you just had a small glitch. Because you were trying to use your bow, and your bow disappeared, and it wasn't in your hands either.
Yes.
And be careful, because you could easily miss things in the very beginning.
Ow! I couldn't even fit through that even if I was smaller.
Jeez. I couldn't do it if I was her size.
Jeez, that looked painful. Oh my gosh, that is awesome.
Watch out for traps. I don't know how yours is going to do traps. But mine, oh boy.
Ooh. It actually literally looks like the water is a little cold on her body. There's rats. If you don't like rats, there's rats. That was a little disappointing.
See, yours, you can actually activate yours and then still be able to You gonna shoot that?
Well, it doesn't tell me to shoot it. Does it? No, it didn't.
No, it's just one of those things that if you're a gamer, hey, that's shiny. Let's poke it.
Well, okay, we don't want to wake up Jinx now, do we?
No, not really, but, you know.
Ugh,
rats are running from something.
Like I said, there is rats, just to let you guys know. I'm not a huge fan of rats, but I'm not, like, totally against them because I know they do something good for the Earth.
Yeah, they tell people when they'll abandon a ship.
Funny.
I thought it was funny.
Would I say the puzzles in this are hard? As of right now, no. But that could also be the settings that I put it on.
Oh, it is.
So, as you were doing this part that I'm doing right now, was it harder for you than what it is for me?
Okay. One of the key things is in your mode that you have.
I feel like I should go in the water.
You have to. But it's...
I feel like the graphics on the fish is kind of lacking.
Wait till you get in the water.
Okay, as of right now, looking into the water, the graphics on the fish is a little lacking. So I'm going into the water. I'm going to dive so we can see the fishies. Oh, wow.
Now you understand why they look murky from up top?
Yeah, they did a really good job.
It's just like if you were actually looking into the water, they wouldn't be all crystal clear details. And then once you get in the water, when you see the fish...
Ooh, that's an eel.
Yeah. Yeah, you get to meet that thing firsthand here in a moment.
That's a skull.
Swim a little faster.
I'm pushing it in.
Now, what did you think of the breathing?
I feel like it's a little... I mean, if you're really good at it, I guess you would be able to breathe that far underwater, but... In general, I don't think I could last as long as she is right now.
You're going backwards.
I am going backwards.
Okay, well, she's a professional, explorer.
Hello, Mr. Eel. That was a little scary.
Yeah, that one's not so bad. Keep going. You're gonna drown.
I'm not gonna drown.
You're gonna drown. If you don't get out in time, you can literally drown in this spot. Well, maybe not you. But, you know, I forgot to recharge my breathing, and I drowned.
It kind of feels like the controller is beating at a heartbeat.
Yes. You literally felt like you were going to die, didn't you?
I did. That's not nice to me. But yeah, I did. I did feel like I was going to die there for just a second. And that's a little sad. I don't like feeling like that, man. Oh, I got a skill point. What's your suggestions on the skill points?
Those are completely up to you. Because I recommend that, you know, I play a whole different way than other people.
Oh! Okay, so I did not dodge a trap, and the death was actually pretty realistic. I felt like I was going to die.
Well, the other thing is, if you go back,
yeah,
there's a rope back there that you can actually cut with triangle. Yeah. But that's one of those things.
Do I need to jump in there?
No.
I feel like if I did jump, though, I would die. A very painful death. So far I've been speared to death. I didn't drown, thankfully. Because that is one of my fears. So, I mean, this game does really seem like it plays on the fears. There's bats, there's rats.
There's people. Oh, you finally had to do a grapple check. And for anybody that plays D&D, that's funny, isn't it?
Felt like I was gonna die there. Oh, jeez. Is it this?
It was, but you had to do your double jump.
But anyways, guys, I haven't got to the part where you actually have to use the weapons, and I was going to stay on till that, but unfortunately, he's starting to cough, and I'm getting hungry, so, you know. With that being said, Panda's in the room. Panda, what do you think of this game? Do you like it?
I love to aggravate people while they play it.
Do a little jig, do a little dance, do a little panda stuff. Alright, guys, so,
unfortunately, I have yet to see a dinosaur.
I mean, maybe there might be. I doubt it, but that'd be pretty awesome if there's a dinosaur.
Unless you count bones, because there's plenty of old bones here. And they're so realistic.
Yes. Thank you, Panda. But I hope you guys enjoyed, and if, as we get more into this game, we will do another update on it. The camera viewing is really good. I mean, I don't like that I can't see her face that good, because she kind of, like, hides. sorry about his cough, guys. Sorry. But, I am enjoying it. Maybe I might be able to get through here before we have to close down. I mean, for some reason my character's not jumping like I tell her to.
Yeah, that happens. At least you don't fall to your death every time you mess up on that. Now, you know, can you figure this puzzle out? You're going the wrong way.
Why are you so rude to me?
Because I can tell you exactly how to fix this puzzle.
Alright, so, we're not cutting it short yet. I'm going to figure out this puzzle without his help.
I started playing on my game.
He did. Seems like she has an earache.
Well, she just left the water. Maybe she's got swimmer's ear.
Possible. I feel like I went the right way, but okay, guys, so I'm stumped. I don't know where I'm supposed to go. I'm trying. Sorry about his game in the background. Hopefully we don't get copyrighted for it, because...
Yeah, we shouldn't.
We could. Anyway. Anyway. The controller went stiff again. I don't know why, but it did.
Okay. So, do you want me to tell you how to beat this puzzle?
No. I want you not to be coughing right now, bud.
You know you already figured out the card, didn't you?
Yeah. It wasn't that hard.
I'm gonna throw that to a harder difficulty.
Hey! He's being rude, guys.
That's not rude. That's just upset.
So, I'm at the point where I can't really focus on my sounds and his sounds, so I'm actually stopping what I'm doing. I don't know if that saved all I've done or not, but I hope you guys enjoyed, and I'm sorry for the noise in the background. I know it was disrespectful in the long run, but thank you for watching, or listening, really, and I hope that we will be able to give you more of a update on this a little bit later.
Okay, before we leave, I'd like to let y'all know that every time the little Tomb Raider, or TR, shows up in the bottom left-hand corner, it's saving your data. So, just to give you a heads up on that. And the reason for the noise in the background is I'm trying to do some research for the next podcast. Thank y'all. Have a good day.